Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Cold or allergy? Well, I probably should be talking to a physician about this, but I want to tell you that this information comes from the Mayo Foundation for Medical Education and Research. So maybe it's kind of laying the groundwork for your asking yourself some questions and then move on to seeing a physician if you think that's the next step that should be taken. One of the ways that you maybe will guess that it's an allergy is that if you get what you think is a cold about the same time every year, every spring, every fall, some other time, it could very well be an allergy. And that's actually what happened to me. And, you know, and I always was thinking that allergies, that's what little kids have, that you don't just all of a sudden develop an allergy when you're older. Well, I did. And I was visiting my sister in Idaho, actually, and had this terrible cold, but with itchy eyes. She says, "You have allergies." And so, of course, I went and got checked out, and sure enough, I did. And knowing that makes it much easier to prevent some of the reactions to the allergies, and they've gotten much less severe. So, you know, that's my personal good progress story. But if you tend to get, again, colds that you think are colds that develop suddenly and occur at the same time every year, it's possible that it's actually a seasonal allergy. Although colds and seasonal allergies may share some of the same symptoms, they are very different diseases. And by the way, allergies can be to things outside, which when we're thinking about seasons, we usually think of plants, trees, that kind of thing. But they could also be allergies to things inside your home or inside other buildings. So how do these two differ in terms of diseases? Common colds are caused, of course, by viruses, while seasonal allergies are immune system responses triggered by exposure to an allergen. And, of course, you can treat those in different ways. Usually with a cold, you know, one of the things, you may take a decongestant and so on and so forth and get lots of rest and so on. Well, with allergies, I don't know that a lot of extra rest is really going to make much difference. You need some kind of treatment, including perhaps it could be over-the-counter or prescription, antihistamine. There's nasal sprays, which they've, I think, moved to those more than some kind of pill. So there are lots of different ways to treat allergies. Again, kind of reviewing what's the difference in the symptoms. Well, with a cold, you almost always have a cough. With an allergy, sometimes. General aches and pains kind of all over your body, a cold can do that to you, but allergies will not. And being really, really tired, well, that could be the same in either case. But itchy eyes, rarely is that related to a cold and usually related to an allergy. So that's kind of a major one that you can think about. Itchy eyes. Sneezing, yeah, in both cases. Sore throat, more apt to happen with a cold, but can happen with an allergy also. Runny nose, of course, with both. Stuffy nose with both. A fever. A fever may happen with a cold. Not real often. But with an allergy, never, according to the Mayo Foundation. So the two kind of major differences is that general aches and pains, you never expect to have that with an allergy, but you may with a cold. And with a fever, you may experience that with a cold, but never with an allergy. So those are a few things to think about. I think the timing to me was, you know, the clue that it happened every year in the spring and every year in the fall. Couldn't get rid of it. Caused all kinds of losing my voice in addition to all the other symptoms that you might have as a cold. So life is much easier when you have defined what that problem is and can do something about it. We talked about, or I mentioned that, of course, your immune system is responding to some kind of allergen. Now, in the house, you maybe have heard about dust mites. That can be one of the major causes indoors. It may not be, but it could be, because there's lots of other things in your home, including if you get a new carpet and the odor from that, you could actually be allergic to that in addition to just being annoying. So there are a number of things. odor preventers, just lots and lots of things that could be in your home. Pets, that's kind of a sad story when that happens. And just other things that can happen in your home as well as outdoors. But dust mites, we all have dust mites, sorry to say. They are there. And, you know, if you have any kind of dust in your house, and who doesn't have some kind? Maybe not as much as some of us who live on gravel roads, etc., but dust is there. But also many people with dust mite allergies can also experience asthma, such as wheezing and difficulty breathing. Dust mites are close relatives of ticks and spiders, but they're too small to see without a microscope. And dust mites eat skin cells shed by people. Hey, we feed them all the time. And they thrive in warm, humid environments. In most homes, bedding, upholstered furniture, and carpeting provide an ideal environment for dust mites. So I think all of us would have some of those, at least bedding and upholstered furniture, even if you've taken out all of your carpeting. But there are some things you can do to reduce the number of dust mites in your home and relieve some of those symptoms. So as we go through the home, and you know, and these are, it's work, especially as you first start doing it, but it's kind of just being clean, but taking some extra steps. With bed and bedding, you know, one of the major places dust mites might live, encase pillows, mattresses, and box springs in dust mite-proof covers. Yes, you can buy those. Wash sheets and pillowcases and blankets at least once a week in water heated to at least 130 degrees Fahrenheit. You know, so many of our detergents and people are saying we need to save energy, which is a good point, have us do every washing in cold water. Not so good for some things. Some things we need hot water. Also in bedding, remove, wash, or cover comforters and choose bedding made of synthetic materials. Again, that's a hard choice for some people who really want the cotton or natural kind of bedding. Flooring all over the house. Of course, we talked about carpeting. If, you know, this is a serious problem for you, the best thing to do is remove the carpeting and use hardwood or linoleum flooring. And you could add some washable area rugs to kind of soften up all the hard flooring. If that's not a possibility, when you change out the carpeting, at least choose low pile instead of high pile and vacuum weekly with a vacuum cleaner that has high efficiency particulate air filter. That's called HEPA, H-E-P-A. So check that your vacuum cleaner has one of those filters, and you probably will want to shampoo the carpet more frequently. What about curtains and blinds? Yep, that's another place that dust can really accumulate. You know, it's they're hanging there. Some of us have lots of windows and lots of curtains and so on. Well, one of the things this information suggests is that you get rid of those blinds and think about all those surfaces where dust can gather and go back to the old-fashioned washable roller-type shades. Boy, that's a big change for people. And in curtains, it's best to have them washable, made of either cotton or synthetic fabric. Other furnishings, you want to make sure they're easy to clean. And if you can make choices that avoid upholstered furniture, that's good. If it is upholstered, make sure that you can clean it in some relatively easy way. We talked about pets, and of course the bottom line, if you are really allergic to pets, is you probably need to find a new home for those pets. If it's not a big problem, and you know, a really serious problem, bathing pets at least twice a week may reduce the amount of allergen in the dander they shed. That's where the problem is the dander. So I think that's a major kind of choice that you have to make. Windows, well, during the season when, especially this is outdoor kind of pollen season, you know, probably best to close the windows and rely on the air conditioning. Check the all areas of your home for mold, and that can happen from condensation from window frames and cells. So you want to make sure that there's not mold anywhere in your house. And, you know, one of the places I think is when if you store stuff in your basement, especially in cardboard boxes, every once in a while you need to check that, and you think, well, there's no problem there. Well, check it out once in a while. So just get rid of all the clutter you can so you don't have surfaces for dust to accumulate on. Wow. If you have a major allergy, this is a major kind of thing you have to do. But do some of the basic things to keep us all healthy. Wow. I'm not sure that's the best Christmas news you've ever gotten, but hopefully it's a helpful piece of information. And until next time, talking about clutter and messes and so on, Andy Rooney says, one of the most glorious messes in the world is the mess created in the living room on Christmas Day. Don't clean it up too quickly.